Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's good to have you with us today. Just wanted to take a few moments of your time this afternoon to encourage you from the Word of God, from some verses I've just been looking at here from Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Moses is an aged man. He's approaching the end of life's journey. His service for God in this world is now drawing to a close. He's passing the baton across to a young man by the name of Joshua. And Moses can look back through his life of witness and testimony and service and think about many highs and many lows, many blessings and at the same time, many trials. And he knows in his heart something perhaps of what Joshua may experience in the future. And Moses knows that there will be times whenever Joshua will be discouraged, times he'll feel like throwing the towel in, times whenever he'll feel like his labor is in vain in the Lord, times whenever he will feel that there's no point going on. And so Moses brings Joshua to one side, and in Genesis chapter 31, he encourages Joshua with these words. Let me read the word of God to you. Deuteronomy 31, verses 7 and 8. Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. What a great calling and plan and purpose God had for Joshua. And then in verse number 8, great words of encouragement, and the Lord, or Jehovah, the covenant-keeping God, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Beautiful words. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. God goes before us. There's nothing that the Christian will ever face that the Lord hasn't gone before. He's already there. Before we get there, before we get to that trial, before we get to that mountain, before we reach that river or that valley, the Lord is there. Before we step into that battle or step onto that arena, God has gone before. He's already there. He already knows. He's already prepared the way. But also it says he will be with thee. So God goes before us. And God goes with us. He's right at your side. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. And in light of those truths, fear not, neither be dismayed. And the word dismayed there simply means discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Sometimes we all get discouraged. One old preacher said that the Christian's occupational hazards are discouragement and depression. Remember, a brother in the Lord was asked a question, what's the difference between depression and discouragement? He said about 2 weeks. Discouragement, if it's not dealt with, can so easily lead to depression. And Moses knows that there'll be times whenever Joshua will be discouraged. There'll be times whenever Joshua, like the psalmist, will be depressed. His soul will be cast down within him. And so he encourages him, Joshua, God is with you. The covenant-keeping God goes before you. God has got a plan and God has got a purpose. He'll not fail you. He'll not forsake you. He'll not let you down. Don't be afraid. Don't let your heart get discouraged. God is with you. Friends, I just wanted to encourage you today with those simple thoughts. And sometimes it's lovely whenever you hear of people who have been maybe lifted up or blessed or challenged or stirred through the Word of God. Got a lovely message this morning from a young man facing difficult times in the year that's gone past, and yet was able to testify to the Word of God, lifting him up and encouraging him and strengthening him for life's battles and for life's journeys. May God encourage you today. Let me just close again with those words. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Friend, thank you for listening today. Thank you for joining us. And may God encourage your soul at this time. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Amen.